A family of satellites. Young Satellite 55. It was early morning and the sun shone brightly. Satellite 55 was ready to go. He sat in a Long March 3B carrier rocket with the words China Space on it. Satellite 55 was the last member of the Beidou Navigation Satellite System, BDS. He had an important mission, to find the other Beidou satellites and form a network. This network could help people all over the world find their exact location. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Boom! The young satellite flew into space. Fengyun Satellite. Soon, the satellite reached its orbit. He looked around and saw a beautiful satellite with one wing. Satellite 55 went over and said, "Hello, let's form a network." The beautiful satellite looked surprised. "Who are you?" she asked. "I am a Beidou satellite," said Satellite 55. "We need to form the Beidou 3 satellite network." The other one smiled and said, "I'm sorry, I'm from the Fengyun family. We study the weather and warn people about storms. Over 100 countries and regions use our data." Gaofen Satellite. Suddenly, a satellite with big eyes flew past. "You weather satellites are great, but we Gaofen satellites are amazing too," it said. "Our eyes are super cameras. We can see everything on the Earth. We can send warnings about disasters and give farmers information about the land. We can even help scientists see what is under the ground." "I think you are both amazing," said Satellite 55. "But I have to go and form my network." He waved goodbye. The first satellite. Satellite 55 continued on his journey. "Hello there, little guy," a voice said. He looked down and saw a small, shiny satellite. He was only about 1 meter wide. "Oh, I know who you are. You are the first Chinese satellite in space, Dongfeng Hong 1. Satellite 55 shouted excitedly. Dongfeng Hong 1 nodded. "I have travelled in space for years. You're a Beidou satellite, right?" "Yes. Can you help me find my family members?" Satellite 55 asked. "You can find them by yourself, little guy." Satellite 55 thought for a minute. "Oh, yes. Beidou satellites can send messages to each other." "That's right. Use that to find your family." Beidou Satellites. Satellite 55 sent a message. Other Beidou satellites answered him. They made a network that covered the whole of the Earth. "Welcome to the Beidou family, Lucky Star," they said. "Why are you calling me that?" asked Satellite 55. One of the satellites said, "You are important for all of us. With you, the Beidou 3 network is now complete. You make our family stronger. With your help, people can connect to us even from the top of Mount Chomolungma. That's why people on the Earth call you Lucky Star another satellite added. An important job. Satellite 55 was excited. Can I fly around to explore space? A voice spoke gently. You can't fly everywhere. You must follow the Earth as it turns. Satellite 55 was a little sad. What can I do then? He asked. You are here to make our network stronger. This means we can give people better information about their location. You will also help us work with other satellite families. Satellite 55 was happy now. Great, I will do my best to help. Chinese satellites. Later, other members of the Beidou family told Satellite 55 all about the Chinese satellites. After the success of Dongfanghong 1, China sent hundreds of satellites into space. The Dongfanghong satellites send signals for radio and television. They can also help people on the Earth make phone calls. The powerful Fengyan, Haiyang, Tianhui and Gaofen satellites can take pictures of the Earth and help people learn more about the weather, natural disasters and the environment. The Wukong and Muzi scientific satellites collect information about space. Now, together with the Beidou network, these satellites help people understand more about the Earth and live a better life. Word bank. Complete. Environment. Form. Information. Message. Mission. Navigation. Network. Orbit. Satellite. Signal. Warning.